Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, and thank you so much for joining me once again for the Your Pleasure Show on Authentic You Radio. I am absolutely delighted to be here, and I am honored that you have joined me once again. Every week, I do my very, very best to find quality guests who will give you information, real food for thought, so that no matter where you are in your life's journey, there's going to be something to think about, something to consider, maybe even some pleasure to incorporate into your life. Tonight's guest is a very old dear friend of mine, Harthula Nevling. I've actually known Harthula since high school. And our topic today is going to be on biohormone replacement therapy. So why would anybody consider doing something like that? Why would anyone consider any kind of hormones in their body other than what they naturally produce? Well, whether you've been through menopause naturally or early in your life, or it's been brought on by a gynecological surgery, sometimes increasing sexual desire can only happen through hormone replacement. But even then, it is a difficult decision because so many people hear about the contraindications. Often hormones interrupt other processes within the body. You hear about all these newest treatments and how they've worked, but for tonight's guest, she is going to speak from her own personal experience. So I'm hoping that as our listening audience is out there, if you would like to weigh in on this question, please do not hesitate to call in to the toll-free number 1-877-296-0345. And ask our producer, tell her what you want to do, ask a question, or just weigh in. Or if you'd like, if you scroll down to the bottom of my page, there is also a place where you can actually type your question in. So if you want to stay anonymous and yet weigh in on the question, we would love to hear from you. So if you're listening online and you have access, definitely be part of the conversation. Sexual desire is one of the best things about being a human being. We are not just ruled by our age. We are creative human beings who find that sexual passion is really part of our sense of well-being. Nobody wants to feel as if they're not desirable or that also that they are having a hard time feeling desire. They feel like less of a person, not that they should, but a lot of people are very closely attached to those youthful feelings of love and desire and passion. So what happens when a woman, for whatever reason, usually a medical condition or menopause, interrupts that natural flow? So for those questions, we are going to talk today to my wonderful and lovely guest, Harthula Nevling. Harthula, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, welcome, welcome. And happy birthday, Harthula.
Thank you so much.
Many, many wonderful returns of the day. Thank you for agreeing to come on my show with me. I always like to talk about pleasure in every different aspect from every different angle. And this is not something that I've had, you know, experience with, but I know there are thousands and thousands of women out there whose sexual desire has been lessened because of menopause or because of some kind of gynecological procedure. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your story, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, my story begins in 2000. I was having all sorts of issues when it was, menstruating. And I finally went to a doctor, and we did all these tests and ultrasounds and so forth, and it was found that I had fibroid tumors, which is pretty common, I understand now. Well, when the surgery was done, it was found that I had 60 tumors of varying sizes, and so they had to be removed.
Wow.
But during that whole process, I ended up having to go back and have a complete hysterectomy, which means they take out fallopian tubes, everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Then I was left with no hormones and having to go on artificial hormones, which I was reluctant to do it, but I did anyway, and it was okay. But the more I thought about it, it just didn't feel right, so I stopped. I went to found a gynecologist. He then took me off of the oral and put me on a ring that inserts. Okay, I did that for a few months, and I was like, I just don't feel right about this stuff. And I stopped, and I started having massive sweats, couldn't sleep. My poor husband was freezing because I would have the air conditioner on, the windows open, the fan going, and everything just to stay cool.
That's going to put a temper on a relationship. Lord.
You know.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. When you were doing the original, you weren't doing the bioidentical hormone replacement. You were doing something more chemically made, like a man-made hormone?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you, when you say you didn't feel right about it, was it just more of intuitive feeling inside of you that there was a foreign body there or a foreign element, or did it actually give you physical feelings, physical reactions to the hormones themselves?
No, it was more of an intuitive thing, and also with my background having been raised with folk medicine.
Right.
Using natural, plants and so forth. And so I kept thinking there has to be a natural way to do this, something that's more for the body, so the body is comfortable with it.
Yes.
And I ran across a book by Suzanne Summers. I heard her on the television talking about it. So let me start researching this. And I did, and the more I heard about what she did, which was called bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, I said that makes sense because it's made from plants and the body is used to plants as opposed to having something that is made in the lab that really is foreign to the body.
Yes,
and what is that going to do to my body, And so I went about researching who I could go to and who I could see because, let me back up a little bit, my sex life was like zero.
Oh.
And my husband and I, from when we first met, we had a great sex life. I mean, there are no complaints I have whatsoever about this man.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And so I was feeling bad that, we were not the way we were anymore, and it was me. And then I was mean. Oh, my God. No hormones is a terrible thing because everything and everybody got on my nerves. And I mean, it was to the nth
degree. It's not funny, but I can imagine,
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and even my poor son, who I rarely raise my voice. I mean, he's in his 30s, but, I've always had a really excellent relationship. He just stopped the car one day, and he says, Mom, what is wrong with you? You need to get some help.
Right.
And I was like, it stunned me. I was like, oh, my goodness, he's right. I'm not myself.
Right, and I've always known you to be a very even-tempered, actually a very sweet person, and not saccharine sweet, just a genuinely kind, even-tempered, level-headed, wonderful sweetheart. So I can imagine how people who know you, really know you, were shocked by the difference in temperament.
Oh, please, they didn't want to be around me. That was bad, because I like having big family gatherings we would have, and oh, my, everybody, I was just like, oh, God, when is it going home? I just want them to get away from me. But, okay, so I said, started doing my research, and I came across two places that do this sort of therapy. And one place, which I asked them if it was okay if I mentioned, they said yes, is Highcrest Medical in Fairfield.
Okay.
And so I called. I made
Fairfield,
an appointment.
New Jersey. You have to mention that because people listen to this from all over the world. New Jersey, right?
Yes, in New Jersey. Highcrest Medical in New Jersey. And so I went and I talked with the doctor and they, you know, explained what was going to be done. They, you know, take blood tests and they do this extensive blood workup on you. And then you come back and then that's when they've decided on what levels to give you. But it's still not precise. They have to keep working. You know, you have to take blood tests like every 3 weeks until they get it perfect for your body.
Right, right. That's
which
a good thing.
I loved because when I was taking the other stuff, it's like one size fits all and one size
right.
does not fit all.
Absolutely. Okay. Okay.
And it was like maybe a month, 2 months. And, you know, I wasn't having the massive sweats. I was, you know, my anxiety went down. I was calmer. I was sleeping better. I was just getting better, back to my old self again. And finally, one day, all of a sudden, it's like, bam, it hit me. And I told my husband, put the dogs away. Let's go upstairs. And so he had, like, this look of surprise on his face because he was like, honey, he would say, honey, do you think we can fool around? I was like, no, are you crazy? Leave me alone.
Right.
And, you know, and I felt so bad about that with him because my husband's really a sweet man. He really and truly is. I can really honestly say it. I got the pick of the litter.
Oh, nice, nice.
And so, you know, oh, my God, the poor man was so tired afterwards. I mean, you know, that was like months of built-up tension finally getting released. And I said, oh, my gosh, I got to call Ellen. I have to tell her about this. You know, she's got to talk about this on her program. This thing really and truly works.
Nice.
And
nice. You
I
didn't
was
have
thinking about.
You didn't have any kind of contraindications, I mean, heart palpitations or
no.
the sweats or, you know, it doesn't interfere with anything else. It doesn't raise your blood pressure or any of that kind of stuff. It's just a very natural way to help with bring about more hormones in your body?
Yes, yes.
Wonderful.
Now,
okay.
they
okay.
also, when this is done, it, everything, your medical history is all taken into account because I'm also have type 2 diabetes.
Right.
And I also, because of, I had to have half of my thyroid removed, so I was just a mess. And this, my hair was starting to fall out. Since I've been on this hormone therapy, my hair has grown back. Everybody's like, wow, you look great. What'd you do with your skin? I haven't done anything to my skin. My niece thought I had on makeup one day, and I had to actually wet my face and towel and say, look, there's no makeup on my face. What are you talking about?
Right.
And I lost weight, you know, because I was never a fat person, and I'm not saying that in a negative way, but I had gained so much weight. Between
right.
the hormone therapy and the diabetes medicine that I was on, I had really put on a lot of weight. I've lost weight. I just feel better.
Right.
I just really feel better. And and all the medications are compounded in a pharmacy, a compounding pharmacy. And speaking of that, I go to Miller's Pharmacy in Wyckoff, New Jersey, and they're beautiful, sweet people. And the thing is, that when I spoke with the doctor about it, he says, well, what happens with the other hormone therapy is that your body doesn't know what to do with that extra stuff that's left behind.
Right.
So with the natural hormone replacement therapies, your body just gets rid of what it doesn't need, but there's really nothing left behind that's really foreign to the body.
Yes. Okay.
And that makes a greater difference, but this is not only just for women. This is for men as well because where I go, men go there, women go there, and it's just a beautiful thing. It really, I am so happy with this.
Now, when
I
you
really
say men
happy.
Go there, is there a particular, like a median age, would you say maybe 55 to 65 or younger or older or?
I think younger. I think some of the guys that I've seen here, they might be in their late, like 25, 29 going on
really?
30 and stuff. Yeah, because from what I understand is men after the age of 25, I think it's 25, don't quote me on this, really look for yourself, start losing testosterone. Your testosterone levels drop. I know for sure in your 30s it does. And they should go and have themselves tested to see where they are and go on the bioidentical hormone therapy. You know, it's good.
Right. Well, one of the things that I know that actually affects sperm count and hormones in men is eating soy and soy products. So soy milk, tofu, which is made out of soybeans, anything that has to do with soy is actually going to produce more estrogen. And so it's producing the female hormone in him and actually helping to decrease his libido. I really believe that, in a serious, extreme situation, a guy could go and get the hormone therapy. But I think that nutrition, being the best kind of medicine for the body, if it is complete nutrition, is really the better way to go. I mean, that would just be my suggestion. I mean, I think it's easier to go and say, come on, doc, fix me. But I think it's better to look at the choices that you make. Are you eating a lot of processed foods? Are you drinking a lot of alcohol? Are you smoking a lot of pot or a lot of cigarettes? All of these things absolutely contribute to low sperm count and lowered libido. And a lot of guys, they don't want to hear that. They just want to keep living their lives with their head in the sand and think none of this stuff is going to affect me at all. Every single choice you make affects some part of your body, whether exercise or don't exercise, whether you meditate or don't meditate, whether you eat properly or not. Every single choice you make. So you can either contribute to your health and the foundation of your body by making the healthiest choices. And just recently I came upon the most fabulous plant, Moringa, which is all the nutrients, 100% nutrients, 100% absorbable. But I'm going to actually talk about that in another show. But everything that anybody would need to balance out your body, clean out your cholesterol, and give you that spark once again. So, I mean, not that people shouldn't, if you've gotten to the point where, you know, it's dire consequences and you really want to know that you can have your libido back and have your desire back, so that you might go for the bio replacement therapy, hormone replacement therapy. But I would say that unless they have actually a physical problem, like you actually had 60 tumors and, you know, your thyroid was affected and there were so many other things going on, you absolutely needed more than just the nourishment. But for young men, 25 years old, that's scary to me. I have a son that's 24, and if I thought he needed hormone replacement therapy, I would freak out. I have another son that's 32. I don't think that he needs any help at all. His fiance is very happy. But I think it all has to do with good nutrition and really taking care of your temple.
True.
You know?
True. And another thing, too, like for myself, as you said, I just had to do this. The thing that happened to me was once I had the hysterectomy, it's like everything went totally haywire in my body. Next thing I know, I'm diabetic, type 2. Then the next thing I know is like, well, your thyroid is like, I'm like, good God, this thing is crazy. So women with fibroid tumors, I suggest you see a naturalist because they can have plants and so forth that help shrink these. I didn't know that. Had I known that, had I gone back to my roots because I was raised with herbal medicines and so forth as a child. Had I just gone back that way, I really don't think that I would have had to have had the hysterectomy.
Right.
Because of my ignorance, not doing that, I ended up having to do this. But thank God I had my son, you know, well before that. But if you have to do it because of cancer or whatever, which was another thing, one of the tumors was cancerous.
It
had stopped developing. Thank God for that. It had stopped developing. But for things like this, when you have no other choice, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is is really the way to go. And
right.
you really do work with a doctor. You want to get somebody that's reputable. You don't want to just get some fly-by-night place. And this place called Highcrest, I have been on and off, on and off, on and off with them for a couple of years, you know, like, well, should I go, shouldn't I go, whatever. And it's not cheap, but it's not that expensive. But then in the end, it's worth the money to be sane again.
Right, right. The quality of your life is what you're actually trying to achieve. You're trying to get back quality in your life, quality in
yes.
your intimate relationship, and also an appreciation for your body once again. I mean, I think
yeah.
that when the body starts to fail, certain aspects of it start to fail, maybe your feet start to hurt, or you get a touch of arthritis, or, you know, whenever some kind of thing happens to our body, it's very easy to be down on yourself and then start to fill your mind with all kinds of negative thoughts. Oh, I'm getting old, I'm getting this, I'm, you know, I'm not as good as they,
right.
oh, you ought to expect that. And as you keep talking and saying all these things to yourself, more and more and more stuff goes wrong. Because if you
yeah.
think it, you're actually helping to make it happen. You, people
That's
don't
right.
realize how powerful their minds are in creating their reality. So if you are determined and say, you know what, this is not going to identify me. This is not what I'm about. I know who I am, and what I am is I'm a survivor, and I am going to do whatever I have to do to fix this, to make this right, and to be the person that I know I am. I'm a loving, sensual, sexy individual, and I want that in my life. And since I have a partner who appreciates that, I want to be the complement to him or her. I mean, depending on who the, what the whatever the sex is. So
mm-hmm.
it's nice to know. It really is nice to know that that there is this more natural bioidentical hormone replacement therapy out there as opposed to the synthetic version. And it's also very, very reassuring because I know a lot of women in their 50s and then 60s, but especially in their 50s, who complain about sex being painful. And it's painful because their vaginal walls are very, very thin and they're not
yes.
producing enough lubrication. And
yes.
all of that is determined by your hormones and also
yes.
your body's fitness. So if you really want to take good care of yourself, the one thing I would emphasize is make sure you're doing your Kegels every single day. Some people kind of poo-poo that. But you know what? When you do your Kegels every single day, you are reminding your vagina that it is important to you. I am paying attention. This is something that I want to maintain. And when you take care of it, it will last a whole lot longer. And,
yeah.
and then also, you know, eating right, getting enough rest, all of those are very, very important. But people just don't, they only start paying attention to the vagina when they start having problems with the vagina. And I say,
yeah.
prevention is the best medicine. So do
yes.
your Kegels, take care of your body, get lots of good nutrients inside your body, and help it to maintain a level of health from beginning to end. Don't let it necessarily fall into disrepair. But, of course, it's nice to know that if something does happen that's out of your control, because there's so much crap in the foods we eat, in the water we drink, you know. So you really have to have one hell of an immune system to be able to fight off, for your immune system to fight off all of these invaders, you know, down to a cellular level. And, you know, nutrients, good nutrients are something that are very, very important, but also that mind-body connection, loving yourself, knowing that you're important, taking care of yourself because you are worth it. You know what I find? That so many people, women especially, always put themselves on the back burner. Everything
yeah.
else is more important than they are. The housework
yeah.
is more important, their kids are more important, their husband's more important, their job. Everything else takes precedent over their maintenance, their health maintenance, and their concern. And quite honestly, if anybody really knows me, they probably think I border on a little selfish, because my attitude has always been, I got to take care of me first. If I'm happy, then the rest of you are going to be happy. And if I'm not happy because I'm not taking care of me, I'm going to make all your lives miserable. So, you know, don't get in the way of my maintenance.
But it's true. It's really true. Because
yeah,
when I look back over when I was in my teens, 18, 19 and all that, and 20s,
right,
and going away to college and living my life, you know, I took care of me. I went and had facials. I went and had spent a day at a day spa. I couldn't really afford it, but I'd save up for it so at least twice a year I could go and have the full thing done, you know. And then along comes my son, and it's like, well, I got to take care of him.
Right, right.
But
and everything else is more important than you. But you know what? God put you on the planet too. And even though you want to take care of someone else, you have to take care of you first. Like, you know, like on the airplane, if the plane is going to dip down and that air mask is going to come down, what do they say? They say, before you take care of anybody else, put the mask on yourself and then take care of somebody else. Well,
that
should be a lesson in life. Take care of yourself first. Fortify yourself. Improve your immune system. Love yourself from the inside out. And I got to tell you, Harthula, I really think that meditation is another thing that we really need to do to take care of ourselves, because our minds are constantly racing, and they can race with thoughts of fear, with thoughts of tension, worry, aggravation, and we need to learn to slow them down, because people do not realize that when your mind is full of fear, all of those, that is what you're telling your body. You're feeding your body all of these fears through your mind. So it's really important to get a grip and to realize that your mind is not in charge. It's just a tool to help you figure things out. And then when you can slow it down, make it shut up, because you don't need it all the time, and then just kind of be with that essence, be with that light that you are, because we're all light, you know, we're all light.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get in touch with that, that actually can be a very healing process as well. I really think so.
That's
well, we only have 2 minutes left, so I want to thank you, Harthula, so much. You know, it was such a candid conversation. You gave us a lot of information, a lot of direction, and things to think about. And I think that anyone that's listening to this, any woman especially, that needs a little bit of help getting her freak on and wanting to be a little bit more sexy and a little bit more interested in the sexual relationship, there's always hope. And
Yes, there is.
Yeah, and I think that you've made that very, very clear, and I'm so excited about that. So thank you so much for joining me.
You're so welcome. And I look forward to us getting together for lunch again, and Luann, you know?
Okay, very, very
good. Oh, gosh.
Good. Actually, we'll have to get together at the end of March, because that'll be Luann's birthday. We'll go celebrate with her.
Great, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's great. Okay, and thank you so
much
for having me. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All righty. Okay, bye-bye.
Now, everyone else out there, I want you to know that next week I have an author joining me. His name is Milt Quibner, and he has written a book on How High Should I Jump? And I'm not exactly sure if that's the exact title, but the name of the show is Becoming a Don Juan Lover. So for all those guys out there that would like to know how to become a Renaissance lover and really make a positive impact in your sex life with your lady love, this is going to be the show to tune into. So until then, keep doing your Kegels, keep meditating, keep taking care of your body. Make sure you get a walk out in the woods every now and again, because nature will never do you wrong. And take good care of yourselves. Thanks so much for joining me. Namaste.